Good morning. I'd like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast to order on October 3rd, 2017 at 10:02 a.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast Animal Control Hearings. My name is Nicole Turcotte, and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'd like to briefly outline the format for these proceedings today. This is a public hearing. These hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence do not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. After an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you in the mail. At this time, I would ask that anyone who is here and will provide testimony to please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. All right, next up is the approval of the August 1st, 2017 minutes from 11:30 a.m. Those minutes have been reviewed and are approved as drafted. Next is the approval of the August 18, 2017 minutes. Those have also been reviewed and approved as drafted. All right, the first case is Bishop Jones, agenda item 30, case number 2017-070377. Good morning, sir. I'm all right. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Bishop Jones, Jerry Jones, 125 Sea Trail, Palm Coast, Florida.
Thank you, sir. As I mentioned earlier, the city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Bishop Jones, 125 Sea Trail. A male dog named Roscoe. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. His license tag expired April 18th of 2018, and his rabies were also expired. We mailed out the first notice on February 9th of 2017. We mailed out a second notice May 1st of 2017. Citation was issued July 18th of 2017, mailed certified July 19th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted September 18th. Mr. Jones brought Roscoe into compliance on September 20th, so his license tag and rabies are currently up to date. Previously, we waived citations December of 2012, July of 2013, and July of 2014. The city's recommending that the $75 citation for first offense stand due 30 days within receipt of invoice.
Okay, and just so that I'm clear for my order, the license for this hearing did expire, was it April 18, 2017?
Yes,
and the rabies
did.
Was July 29, 2017?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Jones, what would you like to say this morning?
First of all, good morning. Miss Judy has certainly been very kind to us.
Sorry.
Can't hear me?
I want to make sure it gets recorded.
Oh, okay, recorded. Okay, no problem. Miss Judy has certainly been very cautious. I've been very cordial to us in getting things done. Bishop Jones is not just my name. Bishop Jones is my title. I travel all the time. This year alone, from January up until now, I've done, and I brought them with me, I've done 18 funerals in the past few months. two of them were brothers, and I've been traveling back and forth to Georgia to deal with one of them being murdered, and we've been following up very closely with that. So it was an oversight. They have been brought into compliance in a few days. Roscoe will be going for another 3-year checkup and physical or whatever with to receive his 3-year vaccinations, or that will be carried over for a 3-year term. He'll get them for 3 years. So whatever you suggest, whatever you say, I mean, that's just where I am at that point.
Okay. Fair enough.
So
as the city mentioned, it looks like we have a little bit of a pattern here. 2012, 2013, and 2014, the payments were late, and the city waived the $75 fine for all of those. So what the city's doing today is asking me, since this is sort of a pattern, they're asking me to uphold the $75 fine, which is typically for a first offense. So based on what's been presented to me, and this is technically a fourth offense, I believe that the $75 fine for a first offense is certainly reasonable.
Well, one thing I'll say, too, is that that was in July, in 2012, 13, and what did you say again?
14.
And 14. This is 2017, so for the past 2 years, everything had been compliant.
I understand.
So whatever, like I said, I'm not going to argue this. The 75 is not going to kill me. If you should state that that's what needs to be done, that's what I'll do, and I'll be satisfied with your decision.
Okay, thank you, sir. So for my official order, which again, you'll get a written order in the mail after today's proceedings, but just for the record, I just want to state that I will go ahead and admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A, and I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, that Mr. Jones owned and still owns Roscoe the male dog at 125 C Trail. I will find there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code, and I also find, as I stated earlier, that the $75 fine for a first offense is reasonable, and so I will impose that fine. The deadline to pay that will be 30 days from the receipt of the invoice that you will receive in the mail from the city.
Can I take care of it today so we can be done with it?
I'm not sure the answer to that question. You'll have to get with city staff. Judy, or maybe somebody else might be able to help you with that. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer.
Okay, because I don't want them to.
Tom can help you with that.
Okay, great. Tom. Thank you for coming, Mr. Jones. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. You as well.
Christian Moran. Morning, sir. This is agenda item 14, case number 2017-080666. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Oh, Christian Moran. 15 Peyton Place, Pinecourt, Florida.
Okay, thank you so much. The city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Christian Moran, 15 Peyton Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Chico, a neutered dog whose license did expire May 2nd of 2017. And rabies will expire the 22nd of this month. The first notice was mailed March 1st. The second notice was mailed June 7th. The citation was issued August 17th and mailed certified August 18th. The certified mail came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted September 18th and mailed certified September 19th. Previously, there was a hearing last year, October 16th, 2016. Mr. Moran came into compliance within the allotted time. So the city is requiring a $5 license fee. In addition, the city recommends that the $75 first citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice. So we did go to the hearing last year, was found in violation, but given a certain amount of time to comply, in which time he did.
Okay, and that was as it relates to getting the 2016 license up to date.
Correct. So, and that's 2017 that is due.
Okay, so we need that one up to date, and that's where the $5 fee comes in.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that. Good morning, sir. What would you like to say?
Yes, yes. The first thing is the reason maybe I didn't receive the information because in my house, nobody speaks English, just me. My wife used to get the information. And now, yes, I get the information. Another thing is about the dog. We want to give it to my sister. She want to take to the Pensacola. It take a couple of days. That's why I never renew the license. But that's the reason. There's communication, and sometimes the dog is when I go to another city.
So are you saying you don't have the dog anymore? Is that what you're saying?
They're supposed to take it, but I haven't taken yet.
So you still have the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anything your recommendation, yes, I will do it so far.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just make a note here. Okay, and as you may have seen with the last gentleman that was up, the city, or I guess it was my prior order, I don't know if you were here or not during the hearing, but I had ordered you a specific amount of time to comply, and you did that, and that's fine, so there was no fine imposed. In this case, again, because we don't have compliance, I do think that $75 is a reasonable fine for a first offense, and also, to the extent you still have the dog, you're going to need to comply with the licensure and pay the $5 fine, so I am going to accept the city's recommendation. For my order, I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Christian Moran owned and still owns, at this time, Chico the neuter dog at 15 Peyton Place. I'm going to order there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code for failure to license and order that Mr. Moran comply by submitting the applicable license fee of $5. I'm also going to order, as I mentioned before, that the $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, be paid within 30 days of the date of the receipt, or excuse me, the invoice. So you'll receive not only my order in the mail, but you'll also receive an invoice from the city, and you'll have 30 days to pay that.
Okay.
Okay? Do you have any questions for me?
No, yeah, I need to, I did it. I need to get the rabies, right, to get the license.
I'm sorry?
I need to get the rabies.
Your rabies are current until the 22nd of this month,
okay.
So you are able to purchase the license
okay.
tag at this
okay.
point, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you for coming. Have
thank
a good day.
Thank you,
Patricia. Okay, I'll let the record reflect there are no other individuals present for the hearing. So we shall go in the order of the agenda. We'll start with agenda item number 3, case number 2017-040-585.
Agenda item 3 and agenda item 4 are with the same owner. Would you like to do them together?
Oh, yep, that's fine. Okay, so also for the record, agenda item 4, case number 2017-040-586. We'll do these together.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Christy Pitts at 13 Richmond Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Ava, a female dog, and Piper, a female dog. Their license tags expired in January of 2017. Ava's rabies expired April of 2016. Piper's rabies are current until 2019. The first notice was mailed November 8th of 2016. The second notice was mailed February 9th of 2017. The citations were issued August 11th, mailed certified on August 17th, which came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted September 19th and mailed certified on September 20th. There are no results from that yet. The city's recommendation is that a current rabies and $10 license fee for Ava and the $10 license application fee for Piper And we also recommend the $75 first offense for both animals stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Do we have priors for Ms. Pitts? That name's familiar.
Not with, well, she has gotten numerous notices. These animals have been involved in bite cases.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Those are other issues.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
That will be coming up.
So, for purposes of the record, as to both cases, I will admit the city's exhibit says composite exhibit A. And also as to both cases, I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Christy Pitts owned and still owns Ava the female dog and Piper the female dog at 13 Richmond Drive. As to each dog, I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license. As to Ava, I'm going to order that Ms. Pitts comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $10 license fee. I'm also going to find that the $75 fine for a first offense is reasonable. I will impose that to be due within 30 days of the receipt of the invoice. As it relates to Piper, the female dog, we don't need proof of rabies, so I will order, again, violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and order Ms. Pitts to comply by submitting the $10 license fee. I'm also going to impose a $75 fine, which is reasonable for a first offense. That will be due within 30 days of the date of receipt of the invoice. That takes care of agenda items 3 and 4. Up next is agenda item, I believe we have a couple, another duo. Agenda items 16 and 17, case numbers 2017-070370 and 2017-070371.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Catherine Hunter, 100 Point of Woods Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Sarah, a spayed cat, who, and Jet, a neutered dog. Both license tags expired April 7th of 2017. Sarah's rabies expired May 16th of 2017. Jet's rabies are current until 2019. Both the notices, first notices were mailed February 9th. Second notices were mailed May 1st. The citations were issued July 17th and mailed certified July 18th. They were unclaimed. They came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted September 18th and mailed certified September 19th, and there has not been any result from that yet. Previously, we waived a citation in July of 2013. The city requires a current rabies and $5 license fee for Sarah and a $5 license fee for Jet. And the city is recommending that they submit within 10 days, which would make it October 16th, with the weekends in there. If they don't comply by October 16th, the city recommends a $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Again, for the record, Catherine Hunter is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. As to both cases, I'm going to admit city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Catherine Hunter owned and still owns Sarah the spayed cat and Jet the neutered dog at 100 Point of Woods Drive in Palm Coast, Florida. Also, as to both animals, I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code for failure to license. As it relates to Sarah the spayed cat, I'm going to order that Ms. Hunter comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable licensing fee of $5 within 10 days, which is on or before October 16th. If she does that, no further fine will be imposed. If not, then a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for first offense, will be imposed to be due within 30 days. If she fails to comply by October 16th, she will also still be further ordered to come into compliance. as it relates to Jet, the neutered dog. Rabies are current, so I'm only going to order that she comply by submitting a $5 applicable licensing fee. Also within 10 days, which is on or before October 16th. If she does that, no further fine will be imposed. If she fails to comply on time, a $75 fine will be imposed to be due within 30 days, and she will be further ordered to still come into compliance. That should take care of agenda items 16 and 17. Up next, agenda item 25, case number 2017-070400.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Paula Oliveira, 87 Robinson Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along supporting documents. Sissy, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired April 23rd. The rabies expired April 23rd. The first notice was mailed February 9th. The second notice was mailed May 1st. The citation was issued July 17th and mailed certified July 19th, which was unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted September 19th and mailed certified September 20th. Previous citations that we waived were June of 2015 and July of 2017. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $5 license fee. In addition, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, we'll let the record reflect Paula Oliveira is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite Exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Paula Oliveira owned and still owns to see the spayed dog at 87 Robinson Drive. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A of City Code for failure to license and order that Ms. Oliveira comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose a $75 fine as recommended by the city, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, and it shall be due within 30 days of the date of receipt of the invoice. Up next is Agenda Item 29, case number 2017-070411.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Joseph and Angie Buchanan, 24 Rimson Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Lily, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired April 9th of 2017, and the rabies expired October 1st of 2017. This is a second offense for failure to license vaccinated animal. The first notice was mailed February 9th. The second notice was mailed May 1st. Citation was served in hand on July 18th to Angie Buchanan. The notice of hearing was posted September 19th and mailed certified September 20th. We don't have the results of that yet. Previously, we waived the citations and July of 2014 and June of 2017. That can't be right. Sorry. No, we just waived it July of 2014. The June of 2017 went to a hearing in October of 2016. They were found in violation, so that was the first offense. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $5 license fee. In addition, the city recommends the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Have you had any communications with these individuals?
After the hearing last year, they... I believe they paid the citation, and they did bring the dog into compliance last year after the first offense.
Okay, so they are receiving the notices.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to admit the city's exhibits, or excuse me, let me just back up and say Joseph and Angie Buchanan are not present for these proceedings, nor is anyone on their behalf. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite Exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm going to find that Joseph and Angie Buchanan owned and still own Lily the spayed dog at 24 Rimson Lane. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license, and I will order them to provide proof of rabies vaccination and that pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose a $100 fine, for which is reasonable for a second offense, and it'll be due within 30 days of the receipt of the invoice. That should take care of agenda item 29. Up next, agenda item 32, case number 2017-070381.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Karen and Anthony Carnival, 11 Slumber Path. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Brady, a neutered cat whose license expired April 3rd of 2017 and the rabies expired July 20th of 2016. The first notice was mailed February 9th. The second notice was mailed May 1st. The citation was issued July 17th and mailed certified July 19th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted September 18th and mailed certified July 19th. We don't have the results of that yet. Previously, we waived citations in July of 2013 and June of 2015. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $5 license fee. In addition, the city recommends the $75 first offense stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Karen and Anthony Carnival are not present for these proceedings, nor is anyone on their behalf. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Karen and Anthony Carnival own and still own Brady the neutered cat at 11 Slumber Path. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license and order them to provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose a $75 fine, which is reasonable for a first offense, and that will be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Up next is Agenda Item 34, case number 2017-070412.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Kina Walter at 107A Julian Trail. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Lucy, a spayed dog whose license expired April 27th of 2017 and the rabies will expire on the 20th of this month. This is a second offense for failure to license an animal. The first notice was mailed February 9th. The second notice was mailed May 1st. The citation was issued July 17th and mailed certified July 19th, which was unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted September 18th and mailed certified September 19th. We don't have the results of that yet. Previously, we waived citations in July of 2013 and July of 2014. In August of 2015, we went to a hearing, and the first offense was, what's the word?
Come.
Upheld? I don't know, what's the word?
Sure.
Okay. she came into compliance and paid the citation. In 2016, there were we had the hearing, and we opted to waive the second offense. I'm not really sure why we did that last year, but she was present for the hearing, I believe, and yes, she was present. And we waived that because she came into compliance. So this year, the city requires the $5 license fee. In addition, we recommend that the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Kina Walter is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Kina Walter owned and still owns Lucy the spayed dog at 107A Julian Trail. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license. I'm going to order Ms. Walter to pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose the $100 fine, which is reasonable for a second offense, and that will be due within 30 days of the date receipt of the invoice. And that should take care of agenda item 34. Next up is agenda item 37, case number 2017-070416.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Kathy Bolano at 19 Weblow Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Shadow, a neutered dog whose license expired April 2nd, 2016. The rabies expired September 29th of 2015. This is a second offense. The first notice was mailed February 9th. The second notice was mailed May 1st. The citation was issued July 17th and mailed certified July 18th, which was unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted July 19th and mailed certified, I'm sorry, September 19th. Is that what I said? September 19th, the hearing was posted. Mailed certified September 20th. With no results. Previously, we waived the citation in July of 2014, and it went to the hearing October of 2016, which was a first offense. The city's requiring a current rabies certificate and $5 license application fee, and we also recommend that the $100 second offense stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Kathy Violano is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to omit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all those requirements for these proceedings. I'm going to find that Kathy Violano owned and still owns Shadow the Neuter Dog at 19 Weblow Place, and that she violated Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license. I'm going to order her to provide proof of current rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose a $100 fine, which is reasonable for a second offense, and that will be due within 30 days from receipt of the invoice. That takes care of agenda item 37. I believe the next two go together, 45 and 46 agenda items, and the case numbers are 2017-070426 and 2017-070428.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Annette Kuko, 3 White Fox Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Hunter, a neutered dog, and Buster, a neutered dog, who both their license tags expired, Hunter expired April 24th and Buster expired April 18th. Both the rabies are current until 2019. This is failure to license an animal, second offense. The first notices were mailed February 9th. The second notices were mailed May 1st. The citations were issued July 17th. And mailed certified July 18th, which were unclaimed. The notice of hearings were posted September 19th and mailed certified September 20th. We waived citations for both animals in July of 2014 and June of 2015. They both went to a hearing October of 2016, which was their first offense. The city is requiring $5 license fees for both animals. In addition, we recommend that the $100 second offense citation stand for both animals due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Let the record reflect Annette Kuko is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to admit the city's documents as composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all those requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Annette Kuko owned and still owns Hunter the Neuter Dog and Buster the Neuter Dog at 3 White Fox Place, and that she violated Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license. I'm going to order, as to both dogs, the payment of the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to impose, as to both dogs, the $100 fine, which is reasonable for a second offense, to be due within 30 days from receipt of the invoice. And that takes care of agenda items 45 and 46. And the last two, I believe, go together as well. Agenda items 48 and 49, case number 2017-070430 and 2017-070431.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Veronica Rocco, 18 Zonal Court. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Isis, a spayed dog, and Trinity, a spayed dog, whose license tags expired April 22nd of 2015. Isis's rabies expired September 24th of 2016. Trinity is still good until 2018. These are both a third offense for both animals. The first notices were mailed February 9th. The second notices were mailed May 1st. The citations were posted July 17th and mailed certified July 18th, which were unclaimed. The notices of hearing were posted September 19th, mailed certified September 20th. We previously waived a citation in July of 2013. The first offense went to hearing August of 2015. The second offense went to hearing October of 2016. The city requires a current rabies and $5 license application fee for ISIS and a $5 license fee for Trinity. In addition, the city recommends that the $200 third offense citation stand for both animals due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, and we'll let the record reflect Veronica Rocco nor anyone on her behalf are present. I'm going to admit the city's exhibits as composite exhibit A and find the city staff met on those requirements for these proceedings. I'm also going to find that Veronica Rocco owned and still owns Isis the spayed dog and Trinity the spayed dog at 18 Zonal Court. I'm also going to find, as to both animals, a violation of Section 8-51A of the City Code for failure to license. As it relates to Isis the spayed dog, I'm going to order that Ms. Rocco come into compliance by providing current rabies certificate and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. As it relates to Trinity, we don't need a rabies certificate, but we do need the application fee of $5, so I will order that needs to be paid. I'm also going to impose, as to each animal, a $200 fine, which is reasonable for a third offense, and that will be due within 30 days from the receipt of the invoice. And that takes care of the last two items on the agenda. There being no other business, the next meeting is December 5th, 2017 at 10 a.m. These hearings are now adjourned at 10:40 a.m.